and emerging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grace with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Buranda Station has been reopened to the public today after 18 months of closures due to an accessibility upgrade. The station, which services the Cleveland and Shorncliffe line, was the final station to be completed in Translink's most recent stint of station upgrades and is being unveiled today alongside the overhaul of the bus network. Chief Executive of Queensland Rail, Kat Stapleton, said, "Whether you're rolling onto the platform with a pram and a toddler in tow, or navigating the station in a wheelchair, these upgrades mean you can travel with greater ease, confidence and dignity." Brisbane book lovers rejoice because Lifeline Bookfest is back until July 6 at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre. The annual event is about giving books a second life, with rows of tables dozens of metres long stacked with books on offer for only a handful of spare change. In years past, patrons lined up outside the exhibition centre to make the most of the event that sees thousands of people looking to find a collection of literary diamonds in the rough. In national news, there are calls for the government to increase Telstra's obligations to customers to include timely and standard upgrades of its mobile services in regional areas of the nation. National's leader, David Littleproud, said the government needs to make changes to the universal service obligation, which he believes should include mobile phone infrastructure. Mobile services in the regional Queensland town of Dalby were disrupted for 2 weeks, with calls, internet, ATMs and FPOS impacted during the tower upgrades. Mr. Littleproud said, "If this were happening in Sydney, Melbourne or Brisbane, Telstra would have fixed this by now, but because it's Dalby, they don't care." Women from across the cultural spectrum in the Gippsland region of Victoria are taking advantage of a community swimming program to improve their confidence in the pool. While Australians are exposed to swimming from a very, very early age, the same is not the case overseas, with many countries offering only rudimentary lessons. In Victoria alone, 39% of recent drownings were from people born overseas. The La Trobe Community Health Service offers a 10-week program in the hopes of building swimming confidence and bringing the topic of water safety to the kitchen table. In international news, hundreds of protesters have marched through Venice to protest against Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez Bezos' wedding extravaganza in the historic city. The world's fourth richest man and Miss Sanchez Bezos tied the knot on Friday with about 200 celebrity guests on the island of San Giorgio. The wedding has made many Venetians furious, claiming the billionaire was exploiting the city while they suffer from over-tourism, high cost of living, and climate-induced flooding. Martina Vergano, a demonstrator, said, "We are here to continuing ruining the plans of these rich people who accumulate money by exploiting many other people while the conditions of this city remain precarious." For your weather today, Brisbane is becoming less rainy than it was this morning and is expected to clear by about 6 p.m. tonight. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 17. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.